This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday, February 26th, 2025. February. God.
Oh. Hello, hello.
If you hear me say it correctly, I'm thinking too much because I don't say it that way. I say February. February. Like North Carolina. South Carolina. Or like, what was the word I texted you yesterday, Fat Boy Night? Let me look. I corrected myself. I said that wrong. Dancer.
Oh, yeah, the answer.
The answer.
I got a really nice Allen Iverson card. And Paige, he's who everyone says is changing computers and everything on the internet with AI.
The internet?
Yeah. And Fat Boy says you should get him to sign it and put his nickname. And I said, Dancer? T-H-A-N-S-W-E-R. Dancer.
Dancer.
Oh, no.
No, Fat Boy's talking about Bubba Chuck.
Chuck.
I think you're working real hard to shorten English language.
Word economy? What about sus? What about people writing O and then space, R-L-Y question mark?
I'm sure all that's gone out the window by now, right?
Really? Like, I like to put like 14 L's on there if I'm oh, really? I don't, but...
Yeah, you just hope people read it like that instead of saying, is this guy an R-word?
I know. Not that, but just like, I capitalize things I want to emphasize, but I'm not literally screaming that word, you know. It's tough communicating, you know, back in our forefathers and mothers. I had four. How about you? They would write their messages on cave walls. And if you've seen some of that stuff, they couldn't draw worth a crap.
Uh-oh. That was a good movie, too, Forefathers.
Yes,
it Mark was Wahlberg
and a Tyrese. Baby. Right, forefathers and a baby. Who is that?
These are just
George Washington.
I think it was Carver.
George Washington Carver. Of all the names, you got to go with like all the God. What was I saw the other day? The amount of young athletes first name Kobe.
Oh yeah,
there is a Kobe Bryant in the NFL.
A Kobe Bryant.
Yep. Named after
spelled
Kobe
the
Bryant.
Same way.
I think it's. C-O-B-Y, maybe. Let me look it up.
Like, there's this it happens. I mean, probably so many people running around America. Well, maybe not running, but they're enjoying life in America named Kenny, named after the gambler.
Bryce Stabler.
Yep, C-O-B-Y. Or,
yeah. C-O-B-Y, Kobe Bryant.
For the Seahawks.
See, that's just, like, that's incredible. Like, that's, gosh, what was the thing that I told you? I said, man, I don't want to just tell you this now. This is kind of... the crap that we have to deal with when we have interesting things that we want to tell each other just as friends are like, wait, I'm going to tell you on the radio about it. Just because, again, I hate recreating conversations and all that crap.
But and I like doing it, but I don't ever get to. So it's like we're at an impasse.
What, recreate conversations?
Yeah.
Oh, you do like that?
I was giving you help.
Oh, okay, I see. So, talking about the names thing. So I was looking for something to do with cards, sports cards, obviously. And Ole Miss has this basketball player named John Ball, B-O-L.
Oh.
He's 7'2", plays for Ole Miss. Last name's B-O-L. Now, any conclusion you would draw from that?
I would think he's related to Bobo.
Or?
Manute Bol.
Neither.
Really?
His last name's Bol. He's 7'2", and is not related to them.
Is he white?
He is not.
Okay.
It's just, is that not just the
They got to be related.
It's like your last name being like Biltmore and you're broke as hell. Like, that don't make sense.
Sounds like me being a Wrigley and having no money.
It's like, what is this? Like, your last name's Bol? You're not related to them? You tall as hell, too, and good at basketball.
Like, come on, you got to be
That's just
something.
The weirdest thing. Like, y'all should do a DNA test. I guarantee y'all related somewhere. And he's going to Ole Miss.
Well, that was a show.
Gangly looking thing.
Did you ever watch that show when they brought it around? Like, they'll take celebrities who take the DNA test.
Who am I related to?
Yeah, whatever.
I saw one. I can't remember who it was.
Oh, God.
Because it was real awkward.
Bunch of self-serving junk.
Like, it went against that person's platform or the way they politic or something. I forget who it was.
And it would be kind of odd if you had a terrible person in your family, you know, like John Wayne Gacy or something.
No kidding. Like, I want to see the episodes of that show that were paid to be put back on the shelf. Like, turns out that you're related to the foremost slave owner from the 1600s.
I bet that happens a lot. Like,
I bet it does.
The only example I can think of is A-Rod when he was on Punk'd. He didn't want it. He legally sued him so they can never air the episode.
I didn't know. What do you know what the...
What I think if I remember reading it right, it was something about a prank at a dinner. But you know, A-Rod was real image conscious back in the day.
So. Oh, yeah.
He's lightened up a lot now, but...
In his loafers or what?
He didn't want to be the butt of the joke. Ever since they took a picture of him taking a dump in that apartment.
The brunt.
There's people that just don't recover from certain photos. Like Oscar De La Hoya, for instance.
Oh, wow.
Every time, like, that dude went on to be one of the best boxing promoters.
Golden
like,
boy.
So much money. But I think back to that one time when I imagine he did a lot of coke and dressed in as a prostitute, for some reason, not even going to a party or anything, just snap some photos in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Like, wow, what's up, Dayla?
Do you know when I told you that little story yesterday that you didn't know about the nickname?
Hi, my name's Dickie Mantle. I don't know how to play baseball. Go ahead.
My brother, it reminded me of when we did the Liars Club years and years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And how great that was. I'm like, but it's very hard to pull off.
That was, yeah, but that's a... Give credit where credit's due. That game was totally ripped off of What's My Line.
That yeah, show, but...
Because I would watch that show. It'd come on. It was in black and white. And it had to be from like 50s or 60s.
So only one person was telling the truth.
That's what it... To tell the truth. Or so, What's My Line. I think that was kind of... They ripped off each other.
Everything's a ripoff, right?
Yeah, three or four people come on there and say, I was on the Mercury 6 mission to...
You couldn't look it up then.
Yeah, well, you couldn't look it up and didn't know what they looked like. And you just try to watch their facial. It's like a psychology thing, like teaching the viewers on how to judge people.
It was tough because one person had to have an interesting enough story to stand out.
Yeah.
And the other three had to be interesting because they were all BS. So it was tough all the way around.
Wouldn't it be good to, like, when they'd have the celebrity guests on there and they would say, let me say Fanny Flagg. She was always on those shows. That's not a bad word.
Cooper's aunt.
Fanny Flagg.
Yeah, wasn't she like game shows, like Hollywood Square or something?
Well, this is a game show. And she's on there and say, I'm going to say contestant three. You were on the astronaut team to space. And he's going,
no. Drum roll.
My name's Fred Murray. I'm a father of 18 and I'm a farmer in Michigan.
Like, oh, dang it.
I just got fooled by a guy who's got 16 kids. Your stuff's working, pal.
Like Newlywed Game.
Back then, they could have been orphans. Who knows?
You think that was the first game show where they were in the air of, like, rigging it? Because you wanted her to pick the ugly dude or the weird guy.
Or did... Because a lot of the... again, we're referencing a show probably few of you have ever heard of or certainly probably never seen, but the person that... Especially if they were a very astute person, like a scientist or somebody, like, let's say Jonas Salk was on there, they would tell Jonas, you sound really smart and eloquent when you talk. Kind of shabby chic it up a little bit, you know. Say y'all and things like that. And just make people think you're not that smart. Mix it up a little bit. And it was... But that was good. But yeah, the Liars Club though, that was a fun game.
You know, they tried to bring all these shows back.
Oh, yeah,
and then, Alec Baldwin hosts the Match Game for a little bit, which that's always a good. That's probably one of the better game shows ever.
I mean, it's the game that we start learning as children.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the most simple. And now it's the ones like Candy Crush and all of them. That's all memory games and stuff.
But press
short term memory. But
Press Your Luck and Pyramid. I'm like, these never worked. Like, these are just bad ideas.
The show I could have never went on, that was Press Your Luck, No Whammies.
Yep.
Dude, the anxiety of watching that show annoyed me. It was not pleasurable.
It wasn't.
To watch people sit there, like they were getting ready to hit like a nuke button to blow up the world, and their hands over it, and they're like, stop!
They're like, it ain't going to stop when you stop it.
You just lost your entire $1,100.
Damn it.
Just like every time you watch Wheel of Fortune, you know there's going to be at least one lose your turn and one bankrupt in each round.
Yeah.
Because nobody's, one dude's probably now, controlling the wheel.
I was going to say that the way game shows are and all the controversies over the years, but the wheel's got to be rigged. I mean, just has to be, right?
It's got to. I would like to see the workings up under.
Yeah, man.
The mechanics of it.
How it's made. Make that episode.
But I've been conspiratorial about all of them since I found the Reddit thread of, you know, I was on a game show.
Well, and the Price is Right thing, and then I've lost faith in mankind since.
Oh no! Don't do it.
The McDonald's monopoly controversy.
God,
I don't contest anything anymore.
That was an amazing feat, the McMillions.
That was.
You should watch that.
Gosh, yes.
I have. I learned. That was one of the most educational, fun to learn things. Documentaries, obviously.
Especially because it was local.
And one guy was pretty interesting. Who's the guy that you like? What was his name?
Doug. Agent Doug.
Oh, God.
Agent Doug.
The B-roll of him was great.
He was great.
It was like everything unfolded literally around this area and then the lower part of the state.
Yeah.
But when you think of it, you're like, we didn't know back then that it was that
you
close
trust
together.
Everything's on the up and up.
It's like if you have a lot of money lower part of the state, it probably came from something bad way back when. I mean, if you have a lot of money lower part of South Carolina, it probably came from just a lot of bad things.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even
I mean, the Port of Charleston was a big slavery port on the East Coast.
Well, they just call it the market now.
Yeah.
Oh, I can see
still there.
That.
When I was a kid, they used to have a sign that just said what it used to be. And I'm like, it's a little awkward. Now it's a flea market.
Yeah.
I think switched it out.
I think the prison there or jail, they reconstructed it because, you know, the history there is even worse where they had hundreds of people stuck in.
You know, I mean, truly, and not for like all good reasons, but like, you know, Ellis Island gets its just due, but like really, Charleston, a lot of people came through damn Charleston. Yeah. A lot.
Well, and that's where things...
Some didn't want to come.
Do you think any Jewish people came through Charleston or anywhere else on the East Coast? I thought it was all Ellis Island. Like, that's where they were going.
I mean...
Italians, too.
Travel-wise, it would make stupid... It would not make any sense.
Go all the way around.
Let's check out the entire coast of the country before we decide for sure.
Of America.
We got all the Irish.
So Let's just whip it around. Let's just whip it around Florida and go up the Gulf of Mexico. No, it's America now, Francesco.
Yeah. They
changed
it. Your history.
Like, what do they call it in other countries? Any other countries acknowledge that?
Probably the same.
I don't know if they know it.
Oh,
like I've heard of the Black Sea. Couldn't tell you where it is.
Or like the Caspian Sea.
Yeah.
Yeah. But where's the Dead Sea?
Don't even know.
That's
would you get in it?
I used to date one.
Is the Dead Sea by Israel? No.
It's somewhere in the Bible.
I would ask Suri, but no. She's running the TV right now.
Did your Bible, let me ask Paige. I'm not going to ask you. Paige, did your Bible have maps in it? Mine didn't, and I wish they had, because that's one of the things I...
Matt, to your local church, it should have.
Certainly we're not taught in school, but like, you know, where's Damascus at? Where's that road?
The Bible that I had, you know, was just something that was given to me from a relative that was very old.
Oh, yeah, I didn't buy mine.
Maybe it had a map to the seven wonders of the world.
Oh, my God.
like, you know, the Hanging
Gardens.
Well,
there was eight by then.
Was there eight?
Andre the Giant.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then you had China. Had there been any other wonders of the world since wrestling?
I don't think so. I mean,
the Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
Yep.
The
That's the only one I remember.
God,
I look them up. What are they?
God, we don't know. We remember the most current ones, but that's like the thing about planets now. Imagine graduating one year. There's this many planets. And then the next year, nope, we decided it's not a planet. That's not a planet anymore. Now we're back down to this number, which I think is eight or nine.
I could give you the answer on the Dead Sea if you need to know.
Yes.
All right. The Dead Sea is located in the southwestern part of Asia, straddling the border of Israel and Jordan.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so it was in the Bible.
So I found them, which, to be honest with you, I don't remember all these.
All right. Let's see how many we remember. It's like a game show page.
Great.
Stop! Okay. Wait, that's
you
a different
scared
game.
Me. I almost peed.
Let me do it again then.
What? You know what? I got a preference of it because this says these are the new wonders of the world. Uh-oh. So the Gardens of Babylon aren't even on here.
Wow.
You got the Pyramid of Giza.
Uh-huh.
Temple of Artemis.
Yeah.
Lighthouse of Alexandria.
Oh.
The Colosseum, the Great Wall of China.
Yeah. Parthenon.
I don't know how to say
the
this.
The U.S. border.
Well, Petra, but the other one is like, it looks like Chichen Itza. It's a pre-Columbian city.
Oh, that's where the Incas were.
Chichen Itza.
Yeah, these are the steps.
Yes.
Yeah, the big steps.
Chichen Itza.
Chichen Itza.
C-H-I-C-H-E-N.
I hear the guy on the History Channel saying, and I can't, the guy with the fluffy hair, Ancient Aliens, I can't think of the way he said it. Yeah. That's near the one that I went to, the Mayan ruins, which...
What happened to the...
The ones I went to compared to, like, the big ones, like, I walked up the one I went to. The big ones, I would have taken me a day.
Why did they change? They shouldn't have changed.
They shouldn't have changed.
Chichen Itza?
They got rid of the mausoleum.
Now you're making it, like, you know...
What mausoleum?
Mausoleum at Halicarnassus.
That's
a new
getting greeky on me.
They also got rid of the statue of Zeus at Olympia and the Colossus of Rhodes.
That was the huge statue that was standing there over the
in Brazil.
How? No, that's still Jesus. That's still
amazing.
It's 110 feet tall.
It was standing over the sea, and I think they had lighthouses on it or whatever.
Where his nuts are?
I think it was in his hands, but how the hell was that built? And where's all the pieces? Like, you don't...
Did it wash away?
I mean, or again, is that part of... Is that like...
Oh, okay.
I don't like the term mythology. It's added to so many things that we just don't know or understand.
Yeah.
It says the Great Pyramid of Giza is the only surviving of the original seven wonders. So I guess the other ones just went away.
So the Sphinx is not, is that part of it, I guess?
Oh, that's still there.
I naturally wonder about that.
No, it says the Great Pyramid is the largest and oldest of the three pyramids of the Giza necropolis in Egypt. And only surviving original seven wonder of the world.
Huh.
But the Great Wall of China is still there.
What about in India? What is that?
Ishtar.
Taj Mahal?
Yeah.
He plays for the Hawks now.
Is that still there?
Yes. I know somebody that went and is like, you know.
I heard that Taj Mahal is beautiful, but the city around it is pretty bad.
They won a couple blackjack hands. It was mine first.
I went to a dinner party at Taj Boyd's house with Fat Boy that night. Does that count?
I like him. He's funny.
Fat Boy pretended he was buying a house.
Let me come in here.
I'll be honest. It was an open house.
Oh, wow. That's really strange.
No one was there. We walked right in.
Yeah, that's really good. I could see you doing that.
Go for the order.
Took some selfies and went out the back door. And not what you're thinking.
Go for the food. God, I don't want to do that anymore. I got to pull back.
Too much Trump voice?
I feel like everybody has a Trump impersonation now to try to get over. Especially the comedian that harassed Alec Baldwin. He wasn't funny.
Your David Blaine is better.
Yeah, I got to do some new ones. Did you see the guy that harassed Alec Baldwin real quick? He dressed like Trump, but then the impersonation, it just wasn't funny. And he's going up to him talking about, you know, the incident on the Rust movie.
Oh, yeah.
That's all the guy would talk about. But he was like, why'd you kill the woman? You killed her, whatever.
He's just like, wanting to get hit so he can sue.
Yeah, it ain't funny. And then Alec Baldwin told him, if there was no camera here, I'd, you know, like,
oh,
literally.
Was it for the reality show?
No, this was something that happened a couple days ago.
Oh. Dude, I knew it from like 30 years ago. I wouldn't screw with anybody, but Alec Baldwin, like in the past, he's went after some paparazzis before. I mean, I think I could kick his ass.
He's kind of saucy.
I know I could. I could kick Alec Baldwin's ass.
He should have punched that comedian.
You think you could?
Probably because he's old now.
Yeah. He's got that old man strength. That's why I'm saying it, yeah.
But he should have punched that comedian and threw like a couple $100 at him. Here you go.
Yeah.
It would have been well worth whatever he had to pay in court.
Busted his phone and called him a slur twice.
You used to have to be funny to be a comedian.
Now you've just got to have a political mindset.
Or you got to have a YouTube channel and a filthy mouth.
Like everybody's trying okay. to be the wrong version of George Carlin.
Yes, like stop
that's
it.
Exactly what they're trying to
you
do.
You don't have to do new material every year because Carlin did it.
He was speaking for, not all people, but he was speaking for the people. It was not a script handed down at some kind of big annual meeting that they have to decide, all right, this year we're going to have women dress in drag and not men. That's going to be the new trend this year, guys. We're going to rile them up that way.
I had to block the one booker because he kept wanting us to talk to Maniscalco. I'm like, no. We're not talking to him.
Block the one booger.
Like, stop it.
Booger.
That's what he said.
He's got a name that's too hard to say. Not a whole lot of people know him. And what will we talk about? His show already got canceled.
Who was the guy that we've interviewed that time? And I kept screwing up his last name, and he seemed to get real agitated. I'm like, dude, chill out.
Dang it, who was it?
Reno 911? But it was for a movie that he had out. He's, well,
I don't think it was Thomas Lennon.
No, he's got a, he's, not from this country. Okay, I'll say that, because I don't know which one.
I don't know a whole lot about that show.
Jay Chandrasekhar?
Oh, yeah, okay. Broken Lizard, guys.
Broken Lizard. It was one of those movies he was promoting. Yeah. And I kept... I think he thought I was doing it as a bit, and I was like, man, I'm sorry.
Dude, it might have been Beer Fest because the Playboy girls are supposed to go to the movies.
That was the, yep.
Guess what?
That was it. They didn't show up.
I kind of don't blame them.
I mean, it's just weird, right? That's like going to the debut of your porn movie and watching it with a bunch of guys.
You would sit in a dark room with a bunch of guys about to watch you get naked.
Especially the first showing of the day at 11. I mean, it's not full, and there's going to be a lot of pull, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that could be dangerous.
Yeah, I'll tell you what else can be dangerous, Paige. Mm-hmm. Giving you a live microphone.
Especially in the morning.
We're going to do that in a second, but first I'll tell you this. Got a Mattman's Conspiracy Mystery today. It's not one to get you on the edge of your seat. This has already happened, done with. It happened almost 100 years ago, actually. But
damn.
You want to fold some? What are you, reading a map over there, you son of a bitch?
Yeah, I'm reading the clock.
Freaking Magellan? Oh, he's saying we're late.
It's yep. Blue shirt day.
Mattman's Conspiracy Mystery today. It's one of those more mystery ones. You're going to be like, holy crap, that's crazy.
I couldn't figure it out. Didn't know what to Google. Didn't know what to guess.
Good. That was a good tease. Feel free to call or text 1-800-774-0093, the TLCMotors.com phone lines. Don't text and drive.
Don't. If you
gambling
do it,
is
I will kill you.
Not
so
permitted.
Don't.
Paige, what is up in the Plex? Standard data text rates.
Are you sure you want me to do this? Because a woman was caught doing something at a grocery store for her OnlyFans page.
Oh, oh no.
Oh,
dude, social media, and it's not even the stuff people are saying, it's the creators. Because I saw another video, a guy at Walmart walking up to somebody and like whispering in their ear to make a funny video. I'm telling you, I'm dropping you.
Oh, yeah.
If you're doing it for a little, I'm just pranking you. I don't care. Boom.
Yeah.
Well, that term's not used loosely at all, is
what?
It? Content creator.
No. Well, it's because they make it you can put it as a job now.
I've seen that at the mall where people are filming, and I'm like, can you do that somewhere else?
Yeah.
I've interrupted.
Especially if they're in the bathroom.
All right. I come up behind them and scare them.
What are you working on the place?
I just told you.
Okay.
Something about a grocery store.
This is where I say good morning, everybody.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric.
Hey, girl.
And when you have an OnlyFans page, sometimes, I guess you gotta step out of the box a little bit. Do something different.
Step out of the dark?
The box. Oh, you know, kind of.
You have to be accommodating to various requests.
Is that true?
Yeah, because you won't make any money other, like, you know.
So if I got an OnlyFans page, what would that?
If you got an OnlyFans page,
you'd retire tomorrow.
Not only would you have to put pictures or videos, you would have to take personal requests.
Uh-huh.
You'd have to
feet pics,
ratings.
Sell you panties.
They make a lot of money off ratings, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. They sell their hairbrushes.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, I'm thinking some nerd scientist is going to clone me with my hair.
This just ain't taking pictures. You know, you got to do all the stuff.
You got to basically just be like a what do you call it? Like not a harem. What is it called?
Brothel.
I mean, you're literally just laying down and saying, I'll do anything you want.
No, I won't.
I'll
pay you $5 to go walking dookie.
You're fine.
No.
Like, you'll get all kind of requests, like for feet pics, like, hey, could you walk in chocolate?
Like, for real, yeah. I'm a guy, and say, guys are the grossest things ever. This stuff.
I don't imagine that
women are sitting there saying some of this stuff. If they are, I'm really turned off by it.
Like, a woman's not going to send you a picture and say, hey, rate my my junk, like a guy will.
No.
If she sends it, like, without, like, she just said, like, whoa.
And these girls.
You're a little too proud of what you got.
Even to my husband, I never sent that kind of picture.
At $10 a pop, these girls, that's where they make the bulk of their money.
$10?
For rating pictures and comments.
Now, if I did that part-time. And I came in here every day, and you
part
knew.
Of what time are you talking about?
You knew
your time's already deviated too
and,
much,
and you knew that I did that. Wouldn't that be kind of uncomfortable?
Like, for you, probably, but like for me, if I know you're on OnlyFans and I'm paying for it, but we see each other, I feel like I got some sense of control.
Oh,
oh my god,
does she have to know it's you though?
Yeah,
No.
I don't have to know.
You don't. She doesn't have to see you.
No.
And you can use an alias, so it can be sitting there like.
I don't know if she sees my card information, though.
She could be dodoing herself, though, while her boss, not from this one here, but a boss is watching. Yeah. Ray Traylor's watching.
The final boss.
That is just so
Dwayne
wrong.
Dwayne Johnson's watching. Kate Boss is watching.
It's a thought.
Who's the boss? Tony Danza's there.
I know somebody who started one, but they...
Chad Bozeman.
They pulled back on it because they kind of realized that, look, you know...
You're going to get a stalker?
Well...
Oh, most likely.
You'll interact daily with more people that would see it. Than not.
Yeah.
Because you're not really famous. You're not going to be able to promote it or get a big audience.
No.
So your audience is kind of word of mouth that people like you see every day. And that's got to be weird.
But at the same time, though, you just sit around the house all day, video yourself.
Like if I'm on the Johnson & Johnson website and that's all I'm showing, but it's only to people I know because that's the only people that know about it, that buy into it.
Johnson & Johnson?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that's like got to be a site, right?
Powder?
No, like, you know, like showing your privates for money.
I bet it's to the...
See if that is.
I bet it's the place that sells the talent.
No, I bet you anything it goes to like a nudie site.
All right, I'm going to try it. It takes me a minute, so...
I see.
Why did you... here we go. Yes, it goes to putting patients first.
Dang it.
Yes.
That's misappropriated.
Yeah.
I would probably get bored doing it too every day. Like,
well, hopefully that's what I'm paying for.
Bored out.
Oh my God.
Who knows?
You get drilled like a piece of sheetrock.
But also this, though, when like if I see somebody like on Instagram, and you know when it says my links, you know, I know, okay, that means OnlyFans. And then if I click over and I see it's OnlyFans, if I take that username, go on Google Limit Search and put OnlyFans, and then that username, 9 times out of 10, it'll show me the pictures for free.
Now, where they get you is that'd be the free page.
VIP page. I've never paid for pornography ever in my life.
Me neither.
Except magazines or maybe a rental at a hotel room.
I mean, but I'm not comfortable watching it in the first place. You know, like I said, my mom, let me change the story. My mom borrowed these movies from some friend and I put it in the, remember when we used to watch VHS tapes?
I ain't never watched porn with you.
No.
Even people
about to change
would
that.
Watch that.
Well, her friends did.
I watched it on Laserdiscs.
She didn't know it was porn. She thought it was some movie, you know, and so I put it down. I go, Mom, I don't think this is, you know, Driving Miss Daisy. I think this is something else.
I was driving her face into
ramming Miss Daisy.
And it was something about, like, this accountant came to some lady's house and she needed her taxes done or something, and I was watching 2 minutes with my mom and I said, I'm not comfortable
first
with
one I ever watched was a parody of the A-Team. I'm not even kidding, because the gross porn star Ron Jeremy, he was Mr. P. And I'm not kidding.
Wow.
So this was 90s. So like they were doing parodies of TV shows that were only like 5 years removed. It's pretty fast.
So they try to guilt you now by saying if you join an OnlyFans creator, then that person's not being trafficked.
Oh my gosh. You know
like
what?
There are free porn sites.
I'm going to have to save this story for the next news.
You didn't do it at all?
No.
Oh, I thought, look. That's how it goes sometimes.
What was the... What did we start talking about OnlyFans?
Well, this woman was caught doing something at a grocery store for her OnlyFans page, and I asked the question, if I did it here for a living, that'd be awkward.
Oh, so you screwed it up.
I did. I'm sorry.
No, I don't care. whatever pulls a good, like, you know, it's better that happening than we just sit here and say, all right, what else is going on? I mean, you know, it drew some conversation, so I think that's fine. Girls of the A-Team. I just looked it up. Whoa. I could watch this movie again and
God, man, I wish
flashback.
I could find the name of the first one I saw. I just remember the character, but not the title.
I would never forget it because I was like, this is really strange that this is a parody. Like, why are they not getting sued? I bet Mr. T is mad about Mr. P.
Is there a Mrs. T?
No, but there was, what was that other guy's name that was in it? He's got a Harry Reams.
Oh, a legend. Yeah, he was in Deep Throat and a bunch of them.
Yeah.
No longer with us.
No. Yeah.
Bless him.
And it finally just rotted right off.
Oh, no. He was just like a natural looking dude. Big hairy chest.
Wow, you paid way too much attention to that part. I was looking at Jessica Wilde. She was playing girl number two. What does that mean?
No, that's not what you're
I don't
thinking.
Remember any number twos in the movie.
You don't want to watch that.
Oh, God. I can't find the title. I just remember her name was Mistress Fanny.
Nobody's asked me to number two on them, thank God.
And I guess her the object of her desire was like a Little Lord Fauntleroy type character.
In fact, we just slid Paige a note. Paige, don't open that note. But your wish is going to come true.
It's got liquid ass in it.
Oh, thank you, no. Paige. Fatboy, what is up in sports?
The Yankees have changed a decades-old policy because they were losing free agents. So they're like, you know what? Nobody wants to play here because of this. So we're going to change it. They're the only team that's done it that I know of in sports.
Oh.
This is one of Steinbrenner's requisites, like non-starters, they like to call it. If you're going to be a Yankee, you have to do this.
Oh, yeah. And this is something that I will appreciate then, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Might be a little business for you, buddy.
He took it from Marge Schott. She started it, I believe.
She had a rule you had to be white.
That was not true. That was not true. You're thinking of Branch Rickey. No, he's actually the one that got Jackie signed. Who knows who it was? Good morning, everyone.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports served to you by Bojangles. This day in sports history.
God, man.
What?
Bojangles, I appreciate your partnership, but making Fat Boy say that and then me looking around for it when he says it, I want them bow rounds.
Oh, the bow rounds. Get you a
Cajun filet.
Chicky biscuit.
Oh, did your hot zinny bicky?
I like mine on bun.
She's talking about one.
You got to take a bowberry biscuit and then a steak biscuit and stack them on top of each other.
It's like a turducken.
What is that
and
called?
Then put a bow round on top where it looks like it's got ears.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That's creative.
Give me hugs.
Anyway, Bojangles, if you want to come by with...
if you want to.
Bojangles, the restaurant, not the P1. No, we would accept food from him as well, but yeah, we're not asking for it.
We would.
Well, this day in sports history, some people would say is the... well, you can't really say that. A turning point for this franchise, talking about America's team, is after 29 years, the Cowboys fired Tom Landry.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
When?
1989.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Jerry bought him. I think that's what Jerry did that, right? He fired him. So he bought him and fired him.
But who did. I'm trying to remember who the first. Was the first one Switzer? Or Jimmy Johnson?
No, Jimmy.
Okay, Jimmy, then Barry. Okay.
Then.
Jimmy Johnson. Let me ask you real quick. Jimmy Johnson had any plastic surgery done? Because he hasn't aged in 20 years.
He looks great. I really don't know.
It's weird when a man gets it done, right? Like, you just think, wow, man, you're a man. I don't know.
Look at this.
I mean, if it's overdone. And
it's not, though. It just, it looks like he stays out of the sun and takes care of himself versus,
works
like,
out.
Bradshaw looking like Ebenezer Scrooge.
Look at the Steelers. You had Chuck Knoll, Bill Cowher.
Jack Lambert.
Mike Tomlin. Three coaches.
Oh, coaches, yeah.
In, what, almost 40 years?
Yeah.
Yep. Stability right there. Let me look at the Cowboys. Coach lineage real quick. Because I know firing Landry was controversial at the time.
Yeah, big time. That was
Did he ever go back?
No.
Oh?
Now, they won the Super Bowls, of course, with where they got two with Johnson, right? And they got one with Switzer.
Yeah. Damn,
but since
man.
Then, I mean,
people quit
God.
Wearing fedoras on the sidelines.
Oh, man.
I know.
So you went from Landry to Jimmy Johnson to Barry Switzer, Chan Gailey, Dave Campo, Big Tuna,
God,
Wade Phillips,
Chan
Jason
Gailey.
Garrett.
Oh, my God.
Big Tuna.
And they're back. Brian Schottenheimer's about to start. So that'll be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Marty
seven,
boy.
8, 9 coaches since Tom Landry.
Schottenheimer, Paige, he invented the nuclear bomb, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I
haven't seen
the movie
it yet.
For a nanosecond.
She saw the movie.
For a nanosecond.
She saw Schottenheimer.
I did.
Oh, my God.
It's great.
Any time you're joking or not, it's fun.
I think Paige's TV is a dartboard. She's like,
I know, man.
Or just hangs stuff on it. Just doesn't watch it.
It's just a whiteboard. She just goes over and just draws this.
Knowing her, it is. So,
I just hang my clothes on it.
What are the Yankees? What have they changed? Well, it used to be if you wanted to be a Yankee, you could not have any facial hair.
Right.
I think you could have like a Hitler mustache, maybe, but that was it.
Oh,
which is fitting for the evil empire of the Yankees. But now you can have a well-groomed beard. I know Alex Verdugo left the Yankees. He's like, I'm excited to grow my facial hair back now.
Yeah.
Some people didn't want to sign with him because they wanted to keep their beard. Johnny Damon, he had to shave his when he signed.
Is it dangerous that somebody could pull it?
No, just considered it a...
Well, unsanitary. Maybe.
No, just like a gentleman's game or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Babe Ruth always said he wanted to grow a beard, and, you know, that was... One
that
of the
was
rules.
His dream?
Then it was kind of frowned upon. Like, it was, you know, like, oh, you've got a beard. You're hiding something. You're dastardly or whatever. But so he went on this barnstorming tour with Lou Gehrig, and he put on this beard, this fake beard, and was walking through thinking people would not recognize him. But it's
That's
Babe
awesome.
Ruth with a beard. Like, I mean.
Who's that guy eating hot dogs?
Instantly recognize him. Who's that guy cheating on his wife with 14 women, gambling and drinking at the same time?
Who's that guy?
It's Babe.
Hey, that guy kind of looks like Linda Ruth Tosetti.
Babe.
Go get a picture.
Is that Mother Fratelli?
Oh, my God.
Well, we out of here. Oh. Remember the wet t-shirt contest in Mother Fratelli's Myrtle Beach?
Oh, man, that was Mother Fletcher's.
That's what it was.
Or Felcher's? Fletcher's or Felcher's?
I think it was the former.
Text in, was it Mother Fletcher's or Mother Felcher's?
Oh.
Text in.
I think one was a startup that... didn't get off the ground.
Yeah, I think that was Fletcher's.
But everybody wanted to zip line in a parking
now,
lot
for
some reason.
What is the city in North Carolina? Is that Felcher, North Carolina?
It is.
Yes.
Okay, I can
Nailed
remember.
It.
It's near Leicester, as people say.
Right. Hey, boom. We're going 864-241-4318 for that FOF line that you want right now. We will take a break, and we will come back. Let me see where we are on time. Okay. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More Rise Guys right after this. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.